Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason, and it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Boy, have we got a lot to talk about. Yesterday, I watched three shows, a six-hour show. Well, I didn't watch the entire six-hour show, but I basically watched 12 hours of wrestling and did four podcasts on it. So today you're going to get the one-hour version of yesterday with Filthy Tom Lawler. If you want to listen to all of the shows, you can sign up right now at WrestlingObserver.com. That gets you all of the members-only podcasts and our archives. Like, you can go back and listen to every AW All-In review we've ever done. That's at WrestlingObserver.com. Or you can just hear the shows only, $9.99 a month, Apple Podcast, F4WOnline.com/Apple, Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, or video.F4WOnline.com. And Spotify and YouTube, video.F4WOnline.com, you can get full video as well as audio. So anyway, if you want to hear four shows on everything yesterday, you should sign up right now. If you want to hear the truncated version, well, this will be the show. We'll also talk about some of the latest news and look towards the next week, because it never stops. We got a Dynamite coming up. We got a Saturday night's main event, and we got plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez. I'm tired. I actually thought I'd taken the day off today and given it to you, but...
Why didn't you do that?
I'm barreling on through, brother, because I'm going to probably volunteer at the kids' school this week, so I'm going to need help at some other point. I did 4 podcasts yesterday. I watched all 3 of these shows. I actually don't know what I was thinking. I'm not sure if anybody even listened to the AAA show we did. And that was actually one of the longer shows. It was like 3 hours and 7 matches or 8 matches or something like that. It was something. But anyway.
Well, that's what I did not watch.
You didn't watch AAA?
I did not watch AAA.
Honestly, the best show was All In. I mean, it was clearly the best show, especially the main event. But I would say that the show that I had the most fun watching was actually just AAA. I love watching AAA. I don't know why I don't watch it every week. I mean, the sickos get angry when I say I'm going to watch AAA instead of Collision. But honestly, we should be watching AAA instead of Collision. I mean,
I thought you were watching AAA with Vinny.
Nah, Vinny watches it and reviews it on Tuesday.
But he's done with TNA already.
He might do both. Actually. I'm not sure.
Well, you should know.
Anyway, we're gonna get into All In here in a moment, but I got a couple of important news notes, because if you are a subscriber, Wrestling Observer, YouTube, Spotify, or Apple, these are a couple of updates from the shows, the 18 shows we did yesterday. So first off, I must do a public apology. I know some people think I never apologize or admit I'm wrong, but you guys are all idiots. I am here to do a public apology because Nigel McGuinness legitimately injured his foot. It was real. And apparently, I mean, I don't know how many people knew it was actually real. Obviously, some people did. But, like, most everybody thought he was just working his injury, so I figured he was working his injury. But as it turns out, he hurt his foot, I think, in the Shibata match. I'm not sure. But he legitimately hurt it. And I'm not even sure how many people, like, knew about it, because I don't think he wanted to miss Wembley. But it got turned into this, you know, storyline for all of these matches that he had an injured foot. And yesterday, you know, after the Jon Moxley match, he came out to do commentary, and he was in a wheelchair. So I don't know what the extent of the injury is. I don't know how bad it is. I don't know anything. But I know it's actually hurt. And so that's why he did all these matches selling his foot. Now, I kind of feel...
Was it from the spot, which they said, when he blocked Shibata's penalty kick with his foot?
It may have been. I'll have to go back and watch it. Is that what they said injured it?
I believe that's the story, is that he put up his foot. Because actually, when he wrestled Kyle O'Reilly, he went to do that same move. If you remember, there was a point where like Kyle O'Reilly did like a running PK, and Nigel like kind of sat up and then laid back down and then sat up again. It's because he was trying to lay back to put his foot up to block the PK again, but couldn't because now the foot's injured.
I see. I mean, that could have been what happened, but all I know is he heard it. And so I feel a little bit bad because I kind of buried the Hechicero match and the Kyle O'Reilly match because I thought these matches would be way better. Remember all that and, like, why does the announcer need a hill to climb and everything? I publicly apologize. The reason the announcer had a hill to climb is because he got hurt. So apologize to Nigel. It was a real injury. And you know, good for him. He gutted it out and he made it to Wembley and he had the match. So there you go.
While you're at it, would you like to apologize to me because you have the relentless Pacific Northwest title?
Hey, listen, if anybody from Relentless is listening right now, can you put the match up on YouTube so that everybody can watch it and they can make their own determination? Because what I remember happening is you had a hold on, which didn't work. I put a hold on, and he immediately submitted. And I went home with the belt. They announced me as the champion. If you have a problem with that, you can bring it up with them, not me. But anyway, did they actually give John Moxley a physical cup? I don't remember this. Does anybody remember if he actually... There was this whole thing about getting a cup. The winner got the belt and a cup. Did he actually get the cup yesterday? Does anybody remember? Because I don't remember seeing it.
I'm going to say he did.
Okay.
I think I remember them giving him a cup.
He walked away and Marina grabbed it behind them.
Yeah, he just left. I was like waiting for an angle or something. He just left with the cup through the crowd. Right, Dom?
Exactly.
Okay, there was one on a pedestal on the stage. Okay. Yeah, I missed that. Sorry. Anything else you want? I can apologize.
Well,
to be honest,
in the long run, it didn't really mean.
It didn't mean anything
in the grand scheme of things.
No, it didn't mean anything whatsoever. No. What I honestly think happened is they were like, "Who's Moxley going to wrestle at Wembley? You want to wrestle Nigel? All right. Are we just going to do it? No, let's do a tournament." And then they did like a month long tournament, and then he won. But anyway, also I wanted to do an update on Kevin Owens because Kevin Owens. So they taped SmackDown and Raw on Friday, I guess it was.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Yep. And so both shows this week have been taped. So tonight's Raw is a taped show. So they worked a bunch of house shows and such this weekend. And they were doing a show in North Charleston, South Carolina. And Kevin left the ring badly limping. And some guy came over and helped him to the back. And it was all over the internet last night. And, of course, everybody was concerned. And as it turns out, he is fine. He is not injured. And so I don't know if it was something that happened in the match or if he tweaked it or if he was just selling. But he's fine, so that's good because I do not want to see one more person get hurt on a house show. I want house shows back, but, like, people need to not get hurt on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with you getting hurt on one, but...
You're not a good friend, Tom. Like, that's not a very nice thing to say. I didn't celebrate when you got hit with a chain. Well, I guess I kind of did.
You've been celebrating for over a week, actually.
Look at that look on
your face. Look how happy you are.
You
about
were, too.
Getting hit in the head with a chain.
Come on. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. But you're all right, right?
I guess. I mean, I did have to go to the doctor Friday, didn't I? I did have to go to the neurologist. After bonking my head.
Yeah. But we know what really happened. Because you spoiled it. Britt Baker is back. She returned, believe it or not. And it is actually hard to believe. She returned on the pre-show. She helped Persephone beat Maya World for the AEW TBS title. And like everybody was happy. Apparently, everybody was happy to see her in the back, and the fans were all happy, and You know, everyone's in a good mood right now. But I have a question, and that is this. Remember we were talking about this on Friday? And it was like, this Rebel show is coming up, and she really should be there because she's like Rebel's best friend. And you don't want to debut her on the Rebel show because you don't want to take attention away from Rebel. So they probably should debut her somewhere else first. And like all of these different ideas. And then like she returns as a heel. And like he does this all the time. Whenever anybody comes back, why does anybody ever come back as a heel? You know when they come back, they're going to get a huge babyface, which she did. You know the people are going to be into the person as babyface, at least early on, which they were. And, like, we're doing a Rebel tribute show, and Britt Baker's back as a heel? So I don't know what's going on. I mean, I think, especially if you were going to take the title off Maya World, I mean, you could add Britt win the title from Maya on the Rebel show as like a happy ending for the show as a babyface. It's not like they don't do 50 babyface versus babyface matches every month. But anyway, she's back as a heel, and we'll find out what happens on Wednesday. And then the last thing, and then we'll get to the reviews after this. John Cena was asked about the John Cena Classic. He claims, "We have all the details, but it's a secret."
Oh.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're going to start with All In. I'll handle that. And then Tom's got some notes on the other stuff.
Yeah, the only two things I did not see were the Maya World match. Or, I'm sorry, it was the Persephone match and the Willow match.
All right, well, the first thing I saw, I did see the return of Britt Baker in the Maya World match. The match was all right. I don't think they told the announcers that it was Britt because she came out in a hood, and the announcers all thought it was Hikaru Shida. And, like, she ends up after the match, she costs Maya the match, and then she puts Maya in, like, a crossface, and, like, everyone's kind of confused, and then all of a sudden, she raises the finger and everyone goes, oh my God. And she puts her in the lockjaw and then she unmasks. And I mean, for the first part of the show, I mean, probably until Ospreay came out, Britt in the New Level got the two biggest pops on the show. So, the New Level debuted in the Trios Roulette. This was pretty much exactly what I speculated on Friday. It was a Trios Royal Rumble with over-the-top eliminations.
This match was so preposterous.
And somebody clearly Tony did not want to advertise that fact.
Oh, someone gets thrown out and then the gauntlet starts running and who's it going to be?
Yes.
Then it's the next team out. And then like the champions, like Brody King got eliminated almost immediately.
Brody King flew all the way to London as one-third of the Trios champions and was eliminated 1 minute into this match on the pre-show.
I will say, on commentary, they did a good job of putting over the storyline of the heels wanting to get rid of all the tag teams so the captains of the babyface teams were left alone, and that's exactly what they did in the match. So at least they told us what was happening. And then, big-time debut for the New Level because they not only are in AEW, but they have the licensed music from ASAP Ferg, which has been blasted throughout nightclubs and radios and cars for years and years and years. I'm on a new level.
Well, they're on a new level.
Is it stuck?
As the Trios champions actually eliminated the champions, all of them, before the match was over, so you knew there would be new champions. And it came down to the Death Riders and the New Level and Swerve. And they won. They are the new Trios champions. And apparently, they're going to be trying to win the Trios and the Tag Team titles at the same time because they're going after Copeland and Christian. So, this match was preposterous, but, I mean, it was fun enough for what it was. It kind of was not very good on the pre-show, but as soon as the pay-per-view started, like, all of a sudden it was, like, really good. So, I liked it. We had the Brawling Birds beating Divine Dominion for the Women's Tag Team titles, which was the weakest match on the show. It wasn't bad. I mean, it was like, you know, a 3-star match. It was a good match. They hit each other really hard. But, you know, it wasn't a super heated match or anything like that, which is kind of surprising. Brawling Birds in there. But it is what it is. So, new champions, as everybody expected. We had Moxley and Nigel. Continental Cup finale. Freaking loved this match. It was like, The match itself was, like, really good, but the finish was so great as they're going back and forth, and Moxley keeps going for the leg, and finally he does, like, a Seth Rollins foot stomp here and there. Which, by the way, speaking of, like, Seth Rollins and WWE, for the first time since he left WWE, because he was doing a match with Nigel McGuinness, a Heartland Wrestling rematch from 2006, Moxley brought back the wacky line in this match. So they talk about how Nigel grew up and he was in the building for Brett Bulldog Wembley 92, so they did that counter.
The Les Skellet?
What?
Isn't that? What did they call it?
The Les Skellet?
Or something? What is
it? I don't know.
Did I hear something?
So they did the Brett Bulldog Sunset Flip counter, which was an awesome spot here in this building. Soon as Moxley kicked out, I knew he was winning. It's like, there's no way that's not the finish of Nigel's winning. So finally, Moxley gets him in the ankle lock. He scissors a leg. Nigel, you know the deal where they fight to the ropes and they get pulled back to the middle? He fights and fights and fights, but Moxley doesn't pull him to the middle. He's a fingertip away from the ropes, but he just can't get it, and he gives up. It was awesome. This match was great. And John's the champion and the cup holder. We had Fletcher, Okada, and Takeshita for the international title. Can somebody get me the actual time for this match? Because I had it at 17 minutes, and Dave claimed like 11.
Oh, it had to be longer than that.
I'm almost certain he had his time wrong. And he has the actual legit like timer gimmick. But anyway, this match was freaking great. Second best match on the show, I think. I mean, just three awesome wrestlers having an awesome match. The Screwdriver gets involved. Anyway, long story short, the story of the match is Fletcher and Okada are on the same team. They're in the same family, but they hate each other. And Takeshita, he ends up, you know, running wild. He gets cut off. And Kyle takes him up to the top rope. He gives him the top rope brainbuster. Takeshita is dead. As Kyle gets off the ropes, Okada grabs Kyle, hits him with the Rainmaker. So now Okada is standing there, and there's two dead bodies. He could pin either guy and win the title. And of course he pins his teammate. And so,
I mean, the whole match was built around Okada just being such a smug prick the entire time. I loved this match.
You loved it because Okada and Fletcher are me and you.
And you understood. Okada won at the end.
Just like me.
Smug jerk. No.
Just like me.
No.
Yes.
No.
I mean, this was awesome. The match was great, and the post-match is great because Kyle, with that, I mean, he's furious. And, you know, Okada's just like, raising my hand, brother. It's still in the family. And Kyle's like, I hate this.
Well,
it's
worse because, I mean, Fletcher's the one that was trying to make Okada raise his hand.
Yes.
So then it's like the jerk got his own comeuppance as well.
By a bigger jerk.
Two of the most hateable characters.
And then even the biggest jerk of all, Don Callis, gets in the ring and he forces Kyle to raise the guy's hand.
Oh, yeah, but he whispered something in his ear right before he did. What did Don Callis say?
I don't know, man, but like, I thought this was awesome. So then we have the Casino Gauntlet, which started with MJF, Andrade. Like, here's my one problem with these AEW gauntlets. They're all exactly the same. Number one and number two always end up involved in the finish at the end. And this time it was number one and number two and number three, MJF, Andrade, and Nick Wayne. And in the end, it comes down to MJF, Andrade, and Nick Wayne. And MJF turns on Nick. Andrade steals the pin. Andrade wins the gauntlet as expected. And away we go. Best part of the match.
Yeah. MJF kicked Nick Wayne low.
Yes.
And then Andrade took him out and stole the pin. So
the best part of this match was Justin Roberts screwing up and calling Commander Mystico. And then, like, this guy is the professional. Like, he belongs on this show. The professional to end all professionals. Something goes wrong, just going to barrel on through. And, man, not only did he barrel on through, he made the whole thing better. I mean, they just played it up big. In WWE, it would be like he'd be fired instantly. But here, it was like he made a mistake, but he owned it. He played it up, and he actually made the whole thing better.
The crowd started chanting Mystico at Commander.
Yes.
As he ran in and was going wild. And then Commander does the most insane run across the ropes, jump on another rope, do a twisting moonsault, and Justin Roberts goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, Commander!" And then Mystico comes out and he goes, and the number nine entrant, you guessed it, Mystico! A great recovery.
Not only that, but like, he was the hero of this match, but the unsung hero was Taz, who on commentary, they do a spot where Daniel Garcia gets thrown out of the ring, and Mystico and Commander ended up in the ring together, and they're doing a stare down, and Taz, just with perfect comedic timing, calmly says, "Justin Roberts' dream match." And freaking Excalibur just lost it. It was beautiful. Then we had Cage and Cope versus the Young Bucks tag team titles. I thought that this was an... I gave it 4 stars, but like it was a match that I expected to be like 4.5. They didn't really do a Young Bucks match. They did an Edge and Christian match, kind of like a modern day. A lot of psychology, working over, you know, body parts, and like it was really good, but it was not what the fans wanted. They were expecting like some incredible dream match, and it was just like an excellent tag team match. So. Finish saw Christian load the cast and knock out Matt.
I hated this finish. I thought the finish detracted from the match.
I don't know where they're going.
It was like going, like something was, it just didn't seem right the way he had the wrench in his cast or whatever, and they're drawing attention to it, but you can't really tell. I don't think the crowd really picked up on it as a major thing, and then Christian whacked him, and they went to the finish.
I don't know where they're going, but ever since, like, I thought when they teamed up, it would be like the old Edge and Christian, maybe face team, but they didn't do that at all. Like, Cage is still a jerk, and it's like a baby face and heel team, where Copeland is the baby face, he's putting up with his friend because he knows he's an idiot, and away we go. But, I mean, the way they did this finish, I think Copeland might be turning. Because in theory, he should have been angry about this, but he didn't make any mention of it whatsoever. And then we had a bunch of returns and debuts. We'll talk about that after the break. Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home Now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So after the tag match, we had the Motor City Machine Guns, FTR, and Kofi and Creed all showing up. And given the Bucks were screwed, it does look like we're going to have a five-way for the tag titles. And so we'll see how this all goes. That's a lot of babyface teams right there.
Yeah, the only thing that kind of struck me when they were all in there is that there's only one AEW homegrown team there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We had Darby Allin and Kevin Knight, Falls Count Anywhere. It's as crazy as you'd think. Darby, from like 25 feet on a lighting rig, gave him a coffin drop through the stage. Gave him another coffin drop off the stage when Kevin Knight was on a stretcher, pinned him, won the title. And then just danced into the press conference later like he was totally fine. I don't know what this guy's made of. Titanium or something?
Bones.
It's crazy.
Organs, tendons.
We had Mercedes and Willow for the AEW Women's title. They had a great championship match. Made better because poor Mercedes got busted open. She got her nose broken. She got busted all up. They just killed each other. And I did think that they hit a peak. There was a spot where there was a turnbuckle that got exposed. And Willow made a comeback. And they were going for backslides. And Mercedes ran her face first into the exposed buckle. She hit her wacky, silly finish. And I think that she should have put her in the bank statement right there, and they should have done the finish there, because that was when the crowd was at its peak. But they went like an extra 7 minutes afterwards, and it was fine. It didn't like ruin the match or anything like that. But I think that I think it went longer. I think they passed the peak. But as a women's championship match, especially because there's another one. Willow's hand is broken, legitimately, and she did this whole match with a broken hand. I mean, this was an awesome semi-main, and Mercedes won the women's title for the first time. And then, since I've raved about it enough, Tom, what did you think of Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay for the AEW title?
I thought it was a fantastic match. Great.
Take us through it.
Take you through it.
All right. So anyway,
Kenny Omega beat the crap out of him for like, yes. How long was the match?
It was 35 minutes.
Okay, so he beat the crap out of him for 30 minutes. Will Ospreay made a comeback, and he won. But they broke out all the stops. As I'm watching this, it is blasting me in the face repeatedly that Kenny Omega is the guy. That Kenny Omega was on another level. I understand this is Will Ospreay's night. I know it's the right place at the perfect time, but it was the wrong time if you watch this match to me. I thought Kenny Omega was the star of this show.
Honestly, I mean, if we go back, he might have, maybe should have been the one to beat Darby Allin instead of MJF. And we should have had him have a long run leading up to Wembley as a heel, because, man, this guy was out of this world. They were both absolutely incredible in this match. It was one of the greatest matches you'll ever see. Probably the greatest AEW match of all time, or one of them. The entrance that Will Ospreay did, the video package, all of the people from his past and future that he passed on the way to the ring. It was like watching UFC. They got the song, which goes by about 70 different names, apparently.
Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah. Everyone calls it Teenage Wasteland, but that's not actually the name of it.
It's Baba O'Reilly.
But anyway, then Moxley handing him the flag as he goes through the curtain with the names of all of the wrestlers who had passed away. I mean, it was maybe the greatest entrance of all time. If you watch this from, like, start to finish, including the aftermath, I mean, you ain't going to see much better than this in wrestling ever.
What was the aftermath?
It was actually really weird.
I went to the museum as soon as this match ended. So
it was weird because the... So I don't want to get in a fight about this, everybody, but I'm just going to tell you. Everybody was told that 10 p.m. was the curfew. And Tony Khan himself, during the press conference on like Friday or whatever, said it was going to be done by 10 o'clock. The wrestlers were told 10 o'clock. You know, people that were complaining about this or that or time or whatever, they were all told, got to be out at 10 o'clock, got to be out at 10 o'clock. And, you know, they went till 10:15. But, like, at 10:15, I mean, they were out of there. I mean, they didn't even do, like, Ospreay starts celebrating, and all of a sudden they put up the graphic or whatever, and they're out of there. 10:15. So I'm watching on YouTube. I bought it on YouTube. And it's like exactly at 10:15 they're off the air. Screen goes black, everything's done. And then all of a sudden it came back on. And I was like, huh?
Right, post-fight press conference?
No.
Switch.
They continued on in the building. And so the show just came back on at 10:15:05 for those of us watching on YouTube. And they had a big post-match where, you know, they're both in the ring together and Will gets to his feet and like Kenny gets to his feet and they have a stare down or whatever and the belt ends up on the ground and so Kenny wants to lift the belt up and present it to Will Ospreay. But he's sold that his shoulders all screwed up and his neck from getting dropped on his head with that Tiger Driver.
The headbutt.
That is
no
well.
More clonking headbutts.
I know,
please.
My God!
Oh, I screamed.
Bryan Danielson almost walked out of this match. I mean, he was so angry watching this match.
And then Will Ospreay does the Shibata thing where he puts his eyes up into his head and rolls them back. And I'm like, no, don't do that. I don't want to be reminded of that after you just did that headbutt.
So he reaches down to pick up the belt to give it to Ospreay.
Screw it, he's got no brain cells, anyways.
But Kenny can't stand back up. He's too injured. So Ospreay has to help him stand up so he can give the title to Ospreay. I mean, it was freaking awesome. I mean, I think they put it online. They hugged the whole nine yards. But we got to see it if we bought on YouTube without all that extra. But, yeah, they went long. And it's like, I forget how much it is per minute. Like, it's a lot. It's like $3,000 a minute or something like that. Fine.
Oh, that's honestly... I would have expected a lot more than that.
It actually might be more.
That's a drop in the bucket.
It might be 30
for Wembley Stadium.
I forget what it is. But anyway, a lot of this and that about what the curfew actually was, but for whatever it's worth, everybody was told 10 p.m. and then they went long. So anyway, I thought the show was great. The main event is one of the best things you'll ever see as a wrestling fan ever. You should all go watch it. And yeah. I mean, 4 hours and 15 minutes flew by. Although I guess if you add all the matches on the buy-in, it was a six-hour show.
Can we get a curfew on every single AEW pay-per-view, please?
I'd love that.
This was like the best-paced show, just bang, 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 match, match, match. It seemed like the crowd was into most of it.
And not only that.
Asking a lot for 50,000 people in a big open-air stadium.
$10,000 a minute is the rumored price.
What was the attendance? Did they announce it?
So here's the deal with the attendance. So
that sounds like...
Well, this is a Dave thing. So here's the deal.
The turnstile count.
No. So they put about 47,000 in the building. Okay, they had 47,000 in their day of the show. Tony claimed, I think he said something like almost 50 or whatever. But the WrestleTix number was 47,000. So Las Vegas, they did the numbers for WrestleMania. The WrestleMania numbers were 47 and 51. That's for WrestleMania. And then the actual, on paper, smallest number was the Tokyo Dome. It was like 46.8 or something like that for the Tanahashi retirement show. So all of the WrestleTix numbers and the Las Vegas numbers... Those are like tickets out, but not necessarily sold. And you know there were thousands of comps. But the one number that is legitimate as far as sold tickets is New Japan. They only announced how many tickets were sold. And so...
Well, not only that, but they sold out. Refused to open more seats.
Yes.
There weren't more tickets available like there were for this show or for WrestleMania. The Tokyo Dome was sold out.
Well,
no vacancy.
Not only that, but the actual number of tickets sold to a big event in 2026, I'm pretty sure the Tanahashi retirement show was the record. And both nights of WrestleMania and All In pretty much were probably all pretty much tied. So New Japan wins, even though on paper they had the smallest number. So congratulations, Hiroshi Tanahashi. The ace has done it again.
Oh, what about my boy Aaron Wolf?
Take us through this NXT show here while we have time.
Tanahashi's been eating good since that match, off the fruits of his labor. Zarya defied the odds and unified the NXT Women's North American
title.
She
defied the odds?
Title. Well, why was Callie... Yes, she did, actually. Either her or Ren winning would have defied the odds, because Callie Armstrong had nothing up for grabs in this match, although she did lose the pinfall. And Zarya defeated her after a spear and an F5. And we've got a unified champion. I don't know what that means. I wish they were all speed rules matches, but I doubt that's the case. Vanity Project challenged Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights for the tag titles, and they won. Baylor pushed Bourne into Heights.
I didn't like this match at all.
Turnbuckle. Dude, I had to look it up.
God.
It was 102 degrees there yesterday.
Really?
And it looked like you could tell, because there were points during some of these matches, and even the announcers, it was weird. Like, Booker T was talking about Kendall Gray being tired. They just kept mentioning all the wrestlers being tired. I'm like, you know what? I do see some slow strikes in there. I looked it up. 102 degrees in Texas
yesterday.
So brutal. But the Vanity Project won the titles back after some miscommunication and this setup later on, as Miles Bourne defended against Jackson Drake, the other member of the Vanity Project. He was also defeated after a bunch of interference. Micah Lockwood hit her powerbomb into a power slam. And then after the match, we've been waiting for it forever, the breakup between Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne. But it was Miles Bourne who turned on Tavion Heights, hit the Bourne again.
This was one of my favorite things on the show, believe it or not. Just because they led you to believe that Tavion was going to turn on Miles.
For like 2 years.
Yep, and then Miles turns on him, and your initial reaction, you're like stunned, like, what? That doesn't... And then you start thinking about it, and you're like, no, that idiot Tavion is responsible for all of this. He's the guy that had them wrestle twice in one night. He's the guy that put both of their titles in danger. He's the guy that... It's all his fault. So Miles is going to cut that promo, bet you anything, on Tuesday. Although Johnny Russo's writing, so it's possible they'll screw it all up.
You know who he's probably going to blame? The fans.
God, the fans.
Jada defeated Natty in a submission match with the sharpshooter.
Correct.
That's what happened. Natty tapped out to the sharpshooter. Kalani Jordan defeated Kendall Gray for the NXT Women's title. This was a good match.
This would have been in the upper half of the matches at All In.
Yeah.
I thought this match was great.
There was a supposedly exposed turnbuckle. That was the only thing at the end. I wasn't totally sold on the turnbuckle being exposed as Kalani pulled.
I don't even know if it was
Kendall.
A turnbuckle. It looked like they were on the apron, and like she yanked her into like the metal part that's always exposed, the part that you actually turn with the crank. That's not illegal.
No. But she got the win after the split-legged moonsault. She's the new champion. And in the main event, Grayson Waller pinned Tony D to win the NXT title. Yep.
Back in a
moment. Sure did. Pipe bomb.
Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military
military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we got a taped Raw coming up tonight. And Roman Reigns, the winner loses to Roman Reigns tournament, if we're being honest. It's spent in Rey Fénix tonight. Raquel versus Sol Ruka for the Intercontinental title and the return of Roman Reigns. For some reason, these lineups they give us, it's always like they give us three things, even though the whole show has been taped and they could just give us the entire lineup, but they don't. But anyway, that's tonight. And listen, if you like Observer Live and you're a freeloader, I mean, for me, sign up this week. I did so many shows yesterday. Somebody please go listen to them. WrestlingObserver.com. Gives you all of the shows and the podcast archives and the Observer. It's the whole shebang. I mean, if you want the most value for your money, WrestlingObserver.com. But if you want the $9.99 options, we've got FRWOnline.com/Spotify, FRWOnline.com/Apple, and video.FRWOnline.com. That's the YouTube channel where you can get live shows and replays. And then both Spotify and Apple Podcasts, you can just get all the podcasts for $9.99. And Spotify actually can get the audio and video. So there's a lot of $9.99 options to listen to all of this. I mean, there's so much to listen to and watch. And if you go to WrestlingObserver.com and get the Observer to read. So check it out. It's a great week to do it. And there's a lot of big stuff coming up. We got Saturday night's main event coming up next week. And
Sunday night's main event.
What did I say? Saturday night's main event?
Yeah. Well, that's what it usually is. It's Sunday.
It is Sunday this time. All right. We're going to wrap it up. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. Tom will be back Wednesday, I believe.
Sure. Whatever.
NXT, brother.
Whatever. Oh, man. I'm back on the beat.
Sure are.
I can't wait. Although I just did review NXT.
You can do
Royce doesn't want to tag in.
AAA next time. Talk to you next time, Observer Live.